Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut. It's a Friday and it's a good time. Actually, it's one of my favorite days because I know that tomorrow I will not be freezing here. I'll be, you know, sleeping in until the hour of my choice. Not the hour of my salary's choice, because from Monday to Friday I wake up not because I want to. I wake up because my salary wants me to. And during the weekend, I can just wake up whenever I want because my salary have no power during the weekend, have no power. Now, before my boss hears that and start coming up with the weekend assignments, make we change the subject. Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap. It's a comedy show from 9:30 to 11. We just talk about things, some of them incendiary, some of them very violently incendiary, and some of them just simply incendiary, and then some of it is funny. Then we leave it there, you know. So it's a Friday. It's one of those Fridays where the whole country is broke, especially those ones, you know, unless you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, chances are very high you are broke. So the how do we put this? teacher, don't worry, you guys who... I'll start, teachers, police officers, you guys, I'll start congratulating you next week, and, you know, I'll start, you know, actually on Thursday, I'll be saying a lot of very nice things to you guys, and very nice things, very, you know, in a heterosexual way, for those of you that are guys, and for those of you that are girls, actually, I can say a lot of, you know, also heterosexual way. At this point, someone is going, my God, he is so homophobic. Actually, no. One, I'm a comedian. Two, I, you know, this is just at the top of my head. I feel like, you know, the most, you know, the most, homophobic thing that I can think of at the top of my head was done by the American Secret Service, aka the CIA, when they, you know, wanted to invent, believe it or not, they thought, you know, the best way to, you know, to end some type of a conflict was to invent something they called a gay bomb. Now, the idea was, and you have to understand, this idea is coming from an organization that is called Intelligence Community. And I don't know where the intelligence went that time, so they decided, you know what, the only way to stop this conflict is to make a gay bomb that will make everyone gay as soon as we explode it there. And then, you know, when everyone is gay, they won't have, you know, they won't have the will to fight because they will be like, oh, grenade! But boy, were they wrong. Were they wrong? Does that mean, last time I checked, we have gay people, both male gay and female gay, in prison. Now, if they are that nice, why are they in prison? Can we just stop associating some of these social ills to people's sexual orientation because it doesn't match? But throwing that out the out the window. Well, let's talk about you know, this time I just decided to go straight to my poster before I get to the newspaper. For a very long time, one of the biggest debate in society, especially when it comes to marriage, is should one marry for money or for love? Let's put a pause in that question, because I will come on the other side to just point out, I'm just pointing out using the available historical evidence I was able to gather to show you that, marrying for love is the reason why poor people are poor. And marrying for money and power is the reason why rich people are rich. Look, when I said violence, I wasn't kidding. Because, look, this is historical evidence. I'm not making this up, which is why I'm going to be reading it. I really love it when I start war from just, you know, from the beginning. So, marrying for love. I know this is, I know this is very contrary to every single romantic movie you have watched. But, rich people marry for money and power. poor people marry for love. That's the reason why we are all poor. Because with all due respect to mom and dad, they thank you very much for marrying for love. But, you know, the reason why rich people are rich and have been remained rich. It turns out, look, every time that I look at old money, one thing that I always ask myself is, okay, maybe these people are very good at training their kids. You know, maybe these people are very good at training their kids to manage money. It turns out it goes beyond just training them to manage money and actually the estate that's left in their name. It goes beyond that. And it turns out, marriage, aka intimate relationship, is a very significant part of it. Commercial break, and I'll come back on the other side with even more violence. Oh, this is a topic. When I ran into it yesterday, I was like, you know what? We have got to cover this. So, I'm here to start World War III. Just before I go on a break, the point I'm making today is that, I have every reason to believe, based on the, all the historical, available, historical evidence, that, rich people have always been, not the guy who's rich because he just got a tender. That one is just, luck and knowing a guy who knows a guy. And not someone who is rich because he won a lotto. Now, also, that one is also, crossed finger, type of financial, money making scheme. No, we're talking about someone who's, who can't even spell the word poverty because, his great-grandfather was rich, his grandfather was rich, his father is rich, he is rich, and their kids are also rich. Like, Taylor Swift's kid, that is now richer than, some country's GDP. Man, that woman is rich. But then she's from a billionaire family. Her father is a billionaire. So that's not rocket science. So, the point I'm here to make today is that, we have, poor people, we have been duped into believing there is this nonsense called, you'll just have a spark and then you'll fall in love and you'll live happily ever after. Now, it's amazing that in the happily ever after, they don't point out where you're gonna get the money to live happily ever after. Because, you need the money to live happily ever after. You can't live happily ever after when you're broke. Believe me, I have tried. It doesn't work. That one, definitely talking from experience. Now, rich people have cooked up a lot of lies that they fed to us. So they can only be rich and we can be poor. Now, today I'm here to open that can of worms. So we are going to talk about this. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. It's a comedy show. If you are broke and you hear me talking about money and now you have PTSD, please relax. We're all broke. We're all broke. Let's take a break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nenudo, o tukwetera o special ange tashia kengejefa o marude dayo loka, o pone ujende fenawa, nokumona o ijamwiri nawa, ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora itatuimwe mbali heali, nola natu, heali mbali no heali, ile konderewa, vera hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, and we are all good now. So, violent question of this Friday is, have rich people lied to us by telling us that, you know what, the best marriage is one where you're just walking in the street, and then you bump into a total stranger, and your stuff will fall, and they will help you pick it up, and in that moment you will lock eyes, and then fall in love, and then live happily ever after. That is one of the biggest love lies ever told. Because, well, former Miss Namibia, a.k.a. Chelsea Shikongo, one of the former Miss Namibia, a.k.a. Chelsea Shikongo, she's also a comedian, for those of you that did not know. Now, stage performance, I shared a stage with her. She like her show. So one of the jokes she had in her set was that, in Namibia, you see, in Korean movies, you are walking and then you bump into each other and then you fall in love. In Tura, actually the whole Namibia, you're just walking and then you bump into each other. You lose your phone. You see, that's the reality. If you bump into someone, you lose your phone. Or your teeth, depending on how, aggressive the guy is. So, the point is, in movies, people walk in the street and then they bump into someone and they end up falling in love. In reality, you walk in the street, bump into someone, it's either you get punched in the teeth or you lose your phone. One of these two. Falling in love happens when you bump into each other, but in very, 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 and I cannot stress this enough, very rare circumstances. So, again, on that one, rich people lied to us. People don't fall in love after bumping into each other. There's just a lot of Afrikaans, curse words. I bumped into one lady in Van Hill. Man. I was so glad I don't understand Afrikaans because I did not want to understand what she was saying. All I know is, I may not understand Afrikaans, but, as soon as I hear exalio, that's not romantic at all. Exalio. I know it's time to run. Everyone that knows the Tura language knows that, everyone in Tura understands Afrikaans just to different degrees. So, well, it's important to understand basic Afrikaans when you live in Tura. Or if you live in Tura. So, you know when to do business and when to run. Ek verkoop. Business time. Ek salio. Run for your life. It's not rocket science. Now, if you are new, you'll be like, yeah, you know what? Maybe he's just being nice to me. Yeah, fine. Lose your phone. Understand this. If you're just, if you are new in the southern part of the red line. Exalio. Translation. Don't let homeboy finish. Just run. Now, unless you know each other. If you know each other, then fine. But if you don't know each other, Ekverkoop means business type, I am selling something. And don't ask, just buy if you are interested. One homeboy, when I was, staying in a Ghana, one homeboy showed up with clothes that are partially dry. And he's verkooping. I was like, yo, hey. Just how urgent is this business? Because these clothes look like they were just taken from someone's, drying line, whatever the heck you call that thing. But now, you don't want to ask. You just want to buy. Are you buying or not? That's it. You are not, you are not there to investigate. You are not the ACC or the police. And, now, Exalio running time, Ferco business time, basic, Tura Afrikaans, you are good to go. Now, now line number one. Line number one, well, rich people told us is, marry for love. It turns out, well, and then they turned around and then they started marrying for money. Make I explain something to you. This is not just money and power. Every aristocratic family, aka every royal family story that you read, they are very anti that, they don't like their kids dating or marrying someone outside their social class. No. You see, the very same people that are telling you that, well, you'll walk in the street and then fall in love after bumping into a total stranger. They're the same one that are telling their kids, you know what? You know all those books that you have read about love is blind, you know what, money doesn't matter, you know, that's nuts. Yeah, screw that. And what I find fascinating is that people like Bill Gates and Elon Musk are the ones telling me money is not important. And then people like, people like Miss Namibia are the ones that are saying, you know, beauty is not important. Are you nuts? It's easy for you to say. I mean, it's like, it's like one of my, it's like one of my very huge and tall Herero homies from, he comes from Aminus. You know, telling me, you know what, height is not really important. I'm like, it's not funny. It's not funny. Because you have no idea. You have to understand, well, he's a Herero. And he's a very good friend of mine. So he's huge. He's tall and yellow. He's tall, yellow, and he's huge. He has the muscles. Basically, everything. I don't have... Now, he's the one that's... It's not important, Helmut. I mean, it's not... I mean, height is not all that matters. I'm like... Yeah, right. I'll pretend like I didn't hear that. Look, you can't have all the money and tell me that money is not important. I am the broke one. I'm the one that should tell you just how important money is. Because there are things I want to get, I cannot get. Because I don't have money. I don't want to be gaming on a tablet. I don't be gaming on A51 Alienware. But, well, the laptop is about $60,000. I don't even have $1,000. So, in that way, yeah, money is important. Now, and then you come to, basically marriage itself. This is one thing that you will see in a lot of rich people's circles. Has anyone of you seen the movie, Crazy Rich Asians? Now that's an excellent depiction of how rich people operate. Rich people, okay, how to put this? Poor people marry for money and they are waiting for butterflies in the stomach. Actually, poor people marry for love. You know, a lot of poor people marry for love, which is why we have all been poor now. And then rich people marry for money and power. And by the way, I can list a lot of TV shows that I can recommend. One of them is Rain. And also, all you just have to do is read Greek mythology, and you see that. Well, forget Greek mythology, Roman history. Roman history. Oh, by the way, there's the war of Spanish succession. The reason why the war started is because those people had been marrying each other's cousins and aunties and siblings and Jesus. Look, we are not going to cross the line here. We are going to stick on the line of marrying for money. You know, just marrying the people that are not related to you by blood, at least, at the very least. For the love of God. Yeah. How you move from, auntie to sweetheart is beyond me. But, maybe Agrippina and Claudius can explain that. But the point is, I feel like I've been lied to my whole life, and it's true. These guys, they wrote all the poems telling us that love is more important than money. Show me one grocery store that will, you know, that will allow you to collect a trolley full of food and then pay with love at the counter. Just one grocery store. If love can buy anything, I would be having a car by now. I'll just go straight to MNZ. I'm like, the love where I got, the love where I get right now. Huh. Oh yeah, make I get one vrupa. But it can't. Now, at this point, a lot of people are going, oh well, but money is not important. That's how I'll remain poor. Now, here's one thing I've learned after reading a lot of Roman history. It's more of an obsession. Reading it, well, basically my whole life. Royal families dating back to ancient Egypt, they have, like, their main goal have been to keep power in the family. And that's a very simple way of putting it. Now, the next question you'll be asking is, how did they do that? How do I put this? There are two Egyptian historical figures who are siblings and they got married. Like, we're talking same mother, same father. Just close your eyes and let me disgust you for a minute. Just imagine marrying your sister or your brother. Now, what did they use to justify that? Oh, this is where I shine. Now, actually, this is where rich people shine, because rich people can cook up a lot of crap to sell to poor people, and we more often buy it. Now, in ancient Egypt, royal members of the family were known as gods. They were immortals. Now, which is why they, their excuse was, the reason why someone from a royal family could not marry someone outside any type of royal family is because, well, if you are not from a royal family at that time, at that period of time, chances are very high you are from a broke family. So, they didn't want their kids to marry someone who was broke. So one thing they figured out was that to scare the Moses out of their kids, and they started telling them, you know what, you are a god, not a human being, you are a god. Now, a god can only marry a god. A god cannot marry a mere mortal. And they fell for that crap. And a lot of mere mortals, aka poor people, they fell for that crap. But that was all to hide the whole fact behind that, all they wanted was their rich kids marrying other rich kids so they can maintain, and also the reason why the two, well, you know, kids of who is this, of Ptolemy the Great actually married each other was to keep money and power in the family. Now, the Spanish Empire fell because for over 200 years, their siblings have been marrying each other to the point where they didn't have a gene, they didn't have a family tree. They had a family, stick. Marry each other for money and power. Gee, yeah.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know, a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one.
Welcome back. It's just a minute past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM. And again, I am lost because I'm trying to multitask here. It's Mind the Gap with Helmut. Two minutes past the hour of 10. Moving on. For those of you that are not, that are not subscribers of the e-villager. Now, let me just wrap that up. If you just look at the history of love on this planet, a lot of rich people have been marrying other rich people so they can remain rich and powerful. Actually, again, I can't stress this enough. World War I was a family affair. The Russian Tsar, the King of England, and the Kaiser of Germany were cousins who did not get along, and that anger ended up on the battlefield known as World War I. It was a family affair. Now, you're asking yourself the question at this point, how did a Russian Tsar, aka, well, King basically, Kaiser, Caesar, yeah, same WhatsApp group. How did a Russian Tsar and a German Kaiser, same WhatsApp group, and a British king, or more like prince, how are these guys related? Well, it's because of this time period in the English history known as the Victorian period. That woman was very good at fixing marriages between a lot of different powerful families. By powerful, I mean also very rich, to the point where, as we speak, a bunch of guys in Europe, especially those in leadership position, a bunch of them are related to each other thanks to that madam. And was that back in 2019 or 2015 or 2019 when this 12-year-old in the US did her school project, where she found out that all American presidents are related to one royal idiot from Europe. All of them, but one. At this point, you are thinking, maybe that one person was Obama. No, he's not. He is actually related to, believe me, I was as shocked as you are, if you are shocked. So at this point, I am just sitting there and going like, I could dive into the Romantics movement, but I really don't have time for that. The whole idea of romantic love is coming out of surprise. There are no surprises, actually. It's coming out of France. And those guys are the ones that said, you know what, a bunch of straight guys, of course, it's us. A bunch of straight guys woke up and decided, you know what, let's change the whole direction of this whole love thing. So they came up with a romantic love, hence romance movies, where even the genre gets its name. Romance movies is coming out of the romantic movement. Basically, these are a bunch of guys that were like, you know what? Listen to yourselves. Listen to your emotions. Don't use your head. Use your feelings, you know, love and stuff, until you find out that, now you are in trouble. Now, to be fair, we all have the desire to love and be loved. It's a natural feeling. It's a natural feeling. When someone loves you, man, you're good. Which is why I, which is why I don't like crushes. I don't like crushing. Because now I can't sleep. I'm awake at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about your behind. And in the morning, I have to wake up early to go to work. Now, that just sucks. And it's kind of difficult not to crush on people now. Because, well, they're everywhere. Now you have to fight the edge of looking up their profile, their profile on social media. Now, that's actually why I don't like crushing. Because explain to me, why am I thinking about you at 3 o'clock in the morning when my alarm is set to ring at 5? I don't want to think about you. Just so you know. But the fact that I can't stop wants me wanna, hug and cuddle you and also punch you in the face. Although the second one will take you to jail. So let's stick to the hugging and cuddling. So, if you wanna know more about the Romantics Movement, please fire up a browser, go over the internet and just search for Romantics Movement. You're welcome. Oh no, you'll understand a lot about, romantic love. Now, actually, one of the most brilliant, actually, part of romantic movements, idea of love coming out of the romantics movement that I find very fascinating is one. These are the guys that I think popularized the idea that of husbands or wives, or more like a couple calling each other babe, like a baby. And according to them, they realize that for you to love someone, you will have to expose yourself, you have to lower all the barriers. You have to basically expose yourself to them at, on all levels, both, literally, aka in the bedroom, and, figuratively by basically telling them things that you have never told anyone else, telling them things that you are embarrassed to tell anyone else. That type of exposure leaves you so vulnerable, like a baby. And I was reading that, I was like, oh man, these guys were up to something. Except these days, when you become vulnerable like a baby, today, there was love back then. Today, this one is just a prison sentence because, well, once you tell everyone your secrets, they start reading for you the Miranda warning. Today's relationship, everything you do or say will be used for or against you in the event of a breakup. So now, when we get in a relationship, we just pretend like everything is fine when it's not. When the police are arresting you, they are required by law to read for you something that's known as Miranda warning, aka, whatever you do or say will be used for or against you in the court of law. I feel like that's how relationships are today. If you become vulnerable by sharing all your innermost feelings with someone that you're in relationship with, well, just know that, those feelings and secrets will be used for or against you in the event of a breakup. So now we're just like, which is why I feel like that's actually the reason why you have a lot of marriages that are, how do I put this? That are in survival mode. We're only together for the kids. I married her, but I love you type of marriages. Oh my God, if you're in that marriage, you're scaring me. Actually, well, I'm told it's not something that you can avoid. Actually, it's something you can avoid, but it's not easy. Some of these pickup lines, though, like, I'm trying to figure out how do they work? I married her for the kids. We're only together for the kids. I married her, but I love you. And for some reason, that works. Maybe I should stop, Googling pickup lines. Clearly those pickup lines don't work. And also just the one question. Take for example, if you have a Camporoto or you have a Ben 10, But, you know, this basically entails that you are married, right? And that Benten or that Kamboroto, you find out that they have a boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, do you get angry? Do you call them cheating on you? Or, like, where do you have, like, the moral ground to basically call someone cheating now? Because, well, I can't believe you are cheating on me. May I remind you that what we are doing here is also, is cheating, you know, on your wife. Yeah, but that's different. Oh, now I understand America. Oh, you know how they can run around and bomb other countries, but when someone does it, it's against international law. Okay, now I understand it. You know what? Americans, I apologize. It turns out it's not an American thing. It's a human thing. You have someone that is married, and then they have, you know, they are playing okpolo outside, according to my Nigerian friends. They are playing, you know, okpolo outside. Now, when they are playing that okpolo outside, and then that outside Kamboroto starts doing the exact same thing they are doing with the Kamboroto, they get angry. Like, really? You are going to talk to me about cheating. You have a husband. Let me remind you. You have a ring on. And we are here. I mean, we just finished, you know, round three. And you left your wife and kids at home. You're in bed with me. And you want to lecture me about cheating. Okay, I'm going to need a break. I just love society at this point.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back. The time is 13 minutes past the hour of 10. Now I'm done with the relationship. Let me just talk about, let me talk to you about the e-villager now. The e-villager, which you can subscribe to if you haven't already, and it comes out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you can subscribe to the e-villager, the soft copy of a newspaper that's produced by yours truly, Eagle FM, aka The Villager. And you can subscribe to The Villager by sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 08120041440, 08120041440. And please do remember to save the number so you are not a stranger. And as soon as you do that on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, you'll be getting an update like the one that I'm about to share with you right now. So, where's my e-villager? Make I show off. Hey, I'm about to show off and it just disappear. Not cool. Right here, yep. Pardon moi.
ShopRite's biggest toy promotion is all set to blast off. Get ready to play more and pay less with our wide range of toys. Get unbeatable deals like 24-centimeter cuddly baby Bukeka or Britney doll, all variants, for just $79.99 each. And a 25-centimeter Super Convoy plastic truck, all variants, for only $69.99 each. Hurry and save big now until the 15th of June. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust. Always.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Sixteen past the hour of ten. Now I want to mix Thimbukushu and English. 16 past the hour of 10. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. So the E-Villager newspaper for today, for those of you that were listening to Michael, you went through it in a serious way. I'm not here to go through it a serious way. That's just not how I operate. I get paid to go through it in a not serious way. Trade dispute between Mexico and the U.S. over GMOs, a lesson for a global south. For those of you that were not listening to Home Run yesterday, we covered some parts of this. Well, it's a case that has been going on for a while, and it was concluded last year in December between the U.S. Between the U.S. and Mexico. They have a trade agreement between U.S., Mexico, and Canada have a trade agreement where they, like every agreement, there are terms that are in these agreements that they all, you know, all these members to these more like parties to this agreement agreed to when they signed the agreement. Except back in 2023, the then president Obrador of Mexico decided, you know what? The president passed the presidential President Obrador passed a decree seeking to ban the use of genetically modified corn, aka genetically modified maize, in tortillas. Now, tortillas is a type of staple food. It's a type of staple food in Mexico. Now, if you have eaten Doritos, that's also made out from basically the same type of the same material, which is corn, and made in the same fashion, the same way that tortillas are made. Doritos are basically tortillas. Now, is the use of according to the all public available evidence, genetically modified maize or genetically modified anything is just not good for the human body. Now, President Obrador then passed that presidential decree. It's his, well, after all, it's his country, passed that. And the Americans were obviously not happy. So they started saying, they came to Mexico and said, this decree is against the trade agreements we have. And the biggest producer of GMO corn is the U.S. At least that I know. The biggest producer of genetically modified products that I know is the U.S. So they were locked in a legal dispute that Mexico lost. In other words, America can continue selling genetically modified corn, which will be used in the staple food that's commonly consumed in Mexico, and it will continue to cause a lot of health havoc that has been scientifically associated with genetically modified. Thank you. We're good, right? Yeah, with a genetically modified with genetically modified food. And cancer is on top of that list. Now, this is a very that case is I only came to know about that case about I came across it last month. And one thing that I came to learn is that guys, whatever you do, Don't lose your traditional food. Don't. Don't substitute it with anything. I don't care how shiny or rosier it is. Because a lot of us have turned processed food into a lifestyle. And we are paying the price for that. Now, one thing that I like to point out when it comes to this discussion is that for the millionth time, guys, multinational corporations are in it for the profit. And yes, if I was a shareholder on the board of any of these giant food companies, the only thing I'd worry about is how much my dividend is increasing per year, not how healthy my product is making you. Now, for a lot of us, we have turned it into a lifestyle. Now, there's a reason why the Ministry of Health, even here in Namibia, or any health expert that you will ask, they will tell you that breastfeed your child. Baby milk formula is not the substitute. Now, for most of us, for obviously a lot of kind of reasons, we decided to substitute a lot of natural things with artificial things, and we are paying a lot of health prices, and we are paying a lot in health prices, and this is both literally and figuratively. Literally, in a sense that you are paying a lot of money to basically deal with the health consequences like allergies that are coming out of this, and especially neurological disorders that are coming out of this artificial product. Now, again, late last year, when I found a whole new respect for women, that is when I bought a newspaper and found in that newspaper an article that talks about breast milk donation in the same way that, blood donation is promoted. Now, that's something that at least I didn't know was a thing. I didn't know people were asked to donate breast milk. And I'm just naturally inquisitive. It's a comedian thing. So I decided to find out why would you ask people to donate breast milk? Baby milk formula is in every shop. The prices are insane, which is why I just walked through that aisle. I was like, you know what? To the condom section, I go. Because they're really cheap. But the price are going, yo, last time I checked, they were like about, depending on which brand you're going for, you're going to most likely find it at about $80. Now, here's the thing. The point here is that, every time that we neglect culture, especially food-wise, if you neglect culture, and especially if you are substituting it for something that is coming out of a package, oh, boy, oh boy, are you cooked? Now, this is where, I know, this is something that a lot of people actually have to be aware of, both leaders of any country, and, ordinary citizens of any country. That, first of all, it's up to leaders to come up with the regulations to try and find out what is in the products, what ingredients are in the products that are coming in the country. Now, my favorite example when it comes to that is the EU. They have their flaws. They are not perfect. But When it comes to making laws to safeguard their consumers, they don't play. Now, the problem with Africa is that we are too divided economically. Now, divided politically, that's a good thing. Believe me, that's a good thing. Divided economically, that's a bad idea. Because for one, we trade more with outside Africa. Each and every African country trades more with outside Africa, either a single country or trading bloc, than any trading bloc in Africa and the continent at large, which is a terrible idea, a terrible way of developing an economy. So, Just one fascinating thing, though. Yesterday, I referenced a Times article where one gentleman, a critic of US food regulations, pointed out that the reason why a lot of products, a lot of more like especially food additives, are illegal outside the US. But they are legal, the reason why a lot of, food additives that are legal in the US are illegal anywhere else is because of a regulation issue. It is a regulation issue. But that's exactly what happens when you let, private profit guys lobby for the government. Because what they will do is they will be paying political, political campaigns for specific, easy to bribe politicians so that they can be in parliament, so that they can be passing laws that are in line with their interests. Not in line with the, with what benefits the people. No, in line with what benefits the company's shareholders. Now you have a problem. Now, I went through a list of some of the types of food that you will basically realize. I went through this list yesterday. Now, one of my, one of my favorite female actors, Eva Mendes, when was on started a social media, food storm on Instagram earlier this year, when she criticized Kellogg's because of the, of one of their, one of their cereals that they sell in the U.S. has different types of food additives than the same brand that they sell in Canada. In other words, the one that they sell in Canada is full of natural food additives, but the one that they sell in the U.S. is full of artificial food additives. And now when she put that up, I mean, a lot of people went bananas and like, well, yeah, well, she, and then believe it or not, a lot of doctors came and said, well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's not a doctor. Okay. Now, doctors, I respect you guys. Don't get me wrong. But again, look, I'm not an idiot. I'm a comedian. One thing I know is that, a lot of the doctors that are backing up the advantages of GMOs, find out who are their biggest donors in all the research they conduct. Chances are very high the very same food brands they are defending fund a lot of their research. So I totally understand that. No one in their right mind would bite the finger that bites them. Is it the finger that bites them or the finger that feeds them? Whichever. No one will, no one will feed the finger that bites them, or no one will bite the finger that bites them, or no one that, bite will no one the finger that, the bottom line is, no one will do that. Man, English confuses the heck out of me. But the point is, every time every time someone tells me that, you have to listen to professionals. Before I listen to that professional, I don't care how many PhDs you have, I will look at your finances. What projects, and I'm not a hacker, so I don't have the skills to hack in your banking details, in your bank account, bank accounts to see who is giving you money. No. I just look at the projects that you're associated with. These projects, who is funding them? That's how you know. The things that someone is saying, are they saying them from a professional standpoint or from I don't want to be broke standpoint? Because most of the speeches are coming from I don't want to be broke standpoint.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Minutes left to the hour of 11. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Run through medical news today. GMOs, pros and cons. Attractiveness, check, makes it look, you know, whiter. Makes it look more orange, like sunset orange. Now, for whatever product to look at, you know, to look that unnatural means it have most likely have artificial food coloring. Which is why I don't understand. Okay, I visited several people that just, you know, cooked rice and it's on the plate and it's yellow. I'm like, okay, why? Now, I try to find out, what type of food additives are these? Because, well, there are food additives that are natural. And there are food additives that are artificial. Your biggest enemy are the artificial ones. Take for example now. I have to go shopping for some of these products just out of curiosity, I swear. Now, the two types of Doritos that Daily Mail used in their 2019 comparison of the types of food brands that are sold in the US and the ones that sold in the UK is that, now, first of all, the Doritos sold in the US have a list of ingredients. It's more like a textbook, but, the UK one has a very short list in comparison of ingredients. That means you are looking, now, but the most important part that is colored there is that, when it comes to the coloring, of the American brand of, American version of Doritos. They use artificial color. It's on the label. It says artificial color, red 40, blue 1, red 40, 40. Sorry. Yellow 5, still a red 40. Yo, that's one heck of a name to come up with. But anyway, why red and 40 though? Because there's a lot of bedroom red flags in winter. But let's focus on the different types of food here, the PG rated one. But the one in, now the one in the UK, they use something called Aneto. Now, decided to look that, is it Aneto or Aneto? What the heck is Aneto? Aneto, additive. What the heck is that? What is it made from? That's what you wanna know. Aneto is a natural food additive derived from seeds of, from seeds of trees. See? You can imagine, deriving food additives from seeds of trees
requires you to plant those trees and then take care of those trees and then harvest and then process and then come up with the extract. But synthetic, you can just make everything from the lab. I mean, the cost, you know, the cutting of cost is huge. Now you know why you know, it's very easy for any company to go with the synthetic one as opposed to the natural one, because the natural one costs a lot of money, but it's the healthy one for the consumers. That's how you know that, again, pardon me, multinational corporations are not interested in feeding you. They are not babysitting you. What you eat is not their responsibility, and I'm defending them on this one. What you eat is your responsibility. You take care of that. You are an adult, which is why you don't need an ID to get in a bar. You're an adult. You should know what you're getting into. And then you have what we call tomato sauce. Jesus Christ, what you have here is one heck of a list. And then you have, Mountain Dew. Now, this is a type, I remember seeing this drink when I was growing up. I had no idea what happened to it. Like, it's sort of like just disappeared. Poof. Now, again, the one for the US has a list of ingredients. The one for the UK has just a very short list of ingredients. Now, that's a sign that, pardon me. That's a sign that, when it comes to, you know, that's a sign that when it comes to what you eat, you have got to really take responsibility, because, well, if you eat a lot of junk, you are the one that's going to pay a very big price, which is a lot of sickness. Now, when I run into people that tell me that, no, but healthy food is expensive. I once said that to one meme when I was in Tsumkwa. She pointed out, you know, she told me something. Thank you very much. You know, un momento.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi inawa. Nune ujo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe njife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
Welcome back. The meme told me something, something that stuck in my head to this day, that look, when it comes to your health, it's either you spend a lot of money on healthy food today, or you are going to spend a lot of money on medications because of the unhealthy food you are trying to save money for in the future. Spend a lot of money on healthy food today, or you are going to spend that money on medication tomorrow. In other words, life just became a very, 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 very expensive. Again, for the millionth time, from baby milk formula to your snacks to whatever food that you eat. These multinational corporations have shareholders just like every company. And if you look at it from Richard Wolff's, structure, how he broke it down, at least that was very easy for me to understand. Every company, especially the big ones, they have, they are compartmentalized. You have shareholders. Those are the big bosses. A lot of us, when, we protest and start yelling at the CEO, no, that poor guy is just following instructions. I mean, I'm not saying don't yell at the CEO. I'm just telling you that the CEO does not have the power you think they have. Now, you have the compartmentalized power structure of big companies is shareholders, board of directors. By the way, shareholders can also be on the board, can direct their own board, if you can go with that. So you have shareholders, board of directors, And then you have the executives, aka the chief executive, chief operating chief, blah blah blah. And then you have managers, and then you have the minions, aka ordinary employees. You know, you have a security guy there. You have someone running around with a broom. Now, the biggest problem with capitalism is not capitalism, it's shareholders. Because they are always expecting a dividend increase, or more like a profit increase that their company is making. But the thing is, just how much is going to be enough? There is no answer to that question. It's like, as a guy, your wife or girlfriend asks you, honey, do I look fat? No. Don't think. Do I look fat? No. Would you marry me even if I was a snail? Don't think. Yes. That's how you stay happy in a relationship. If you just go, honey, do I look fat? Well, no, don't do that. Don't think. Although, if your goal is to stay in that relationship, honey, do I look fat? No. Would you marry me even if I was a snail? No. So if I die today, would you marry again? No, don't think. But if you want a breakup, that's very easy. That's when ladies now, just trip on their own. That's where those questions become ladies' own trip mind. Be like, honey, do I look fat? Yes. Would you marry me even if I was nailed? No, no, oh, heck no. Oh, no, whoa, whoa. At this point, she's going ballistic. I'd be like, you know what? I'm tired of this relationship. At this point, what you guys don't know is, homeboy is like, whew, I thought that was gonna be difficult. So if I die today, would you marry someone else? I have been thinking about this, May your soul rest in peace. Because your behind is dead. Dead, past the Holy Ghost, dead. Holy Ghost, no, dead. You're dead past that. So, moving on. Rounding up the food so I can talk about, FabFam. the food you eat. The food you feed your kids, or what you put in your fridge, what you put in your kitchen, that's your responsibility. Multinational corporations, shareholders, don't get me wrong. Look at it this way. If a CEO of a company is not following instructions from the shareholders, and the shareholders are not happy with them, homeboy is gone. Oh, he's gone. Now, if you find, one of the cold-blooded CEOs that have been a CEO of a company for more than 10 years, the CEO is not cold-blooded. He may be cold-blooded, which is why he's a good man for the job. But, he is the right man according to the shareholders. He's the right person. You as a consumer may say, they are not the right person because, they are allowing all these food additives and genetically modified things to come into, to be used in the food that they're selling us. If it was not approved by the board, who are under the leadership of, under the leadership and basically supervision of the shareholders, it would not be used. So, before, stop yelling at CEOs. If you want to scare the heck out of company owners, find out who the shareholders are, scare those guys. That's how you change it. Scaring a CEO is like scaring a politician. Scare the donors of that politician.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare. Parata.
you know, when Elon Musk was running around the White House, the Americans and the French understand capitalism. They knew that the best way to discipline this guy is to find out what company is running, and then he figure out how to scare the Moses out of the shareholders, because they may be hiding, but they're going to come out. So a lot of people in the US and in France and some parts of Europe, they started banning Teslas, like literally setting them on fire. Now, what that led to was, well, the reputation along with the, you know, share price of Tesla started taking a nosedive. When that happened, shareholders were like, you're going to have to leave the White House, or we're going to have to find another CEO. You founded the company. But, well, there's some type of democracy involved into running a company. It's called, well, board of directors. You have shareholders. Shares, basically they have shares. The more shares they have, the more voting power they have. That's the less democratic part of it. It's like saying that, well, if you're a minister, you got to cast 5 votes in a presidential election. But if you're an ordinary election, if you're an ordinary person, you only got to, you only got to cast 1 vote. You know, something like that. But, well, the corporate world is a very confusing place. That's because, and that's on purpose. So, the point is, Elon Musk did not have a lot of options, but to basically withdraw from his political presence so he can focus on running Tesla. And, Tesla. It was mostly Tesla. So he can just focus on running Tesla. His board, it was, I mean, it say that, the board of directors and basically shareholders were scared half to death because of the heat he was generating from the decisions he was making with his homie and now turned enemy, Donald Trump. Moral of the story, if you want to discipline a company, find out a way to scare shareholders. That's how you discipline a company. You're welcome. Again, being angry at the CEO, where was I before the commercial break, is like, is like being angry with a politician when they're screwing up. When CEOs screw up, especially what we consumers call screw up, is because shareholders want them, want them to do that. Now, when politicians screw up, is because the guys that funded their elections wanted them to do that. You know, the good book says you can't serve 2 masters, and being a politician is sort of like trying to figure out how to serve 2 masters, because you have people that voted you into power, and then you have people that paid you the money for you to reach those voters. Now, when you get into office, now you are divided in between a rock and a hard place. Do you serve the people that voted you in, or do you serve the people that gave you the money for you to reach those people for them to vote you in? Man, I love that process. And I actually so proud of me that I understand that. Because a few years ago, I would have gone, huh? Now, that's, if you ask me, that's basically every politician's dilemma. When they get into office now, who do you serve? The guys that gave you the money. Because you have to understand that, well, a political campaign, that's just marketing 101. Next election cycle, you are going to need money for you to go back to those voters and remind them to vote for you again. That's actually, that one is on us voters. We are very forgetful. You know. Putting all that aside, let's look at what we have in today's newspapers. Fabpharm operates without license. Pharmaceutical giant Fabpharm has been manufacturing medicine without a license, without a valid license for over a year. It has emerged. Picture this as you trying to, how do I put this in a more, you know, understandable way? Just picture an article about Helmut, in a Eagle FM radio presenter, Helmut, Eagle FM, Namibian comedian, African comedian, who, thank God, African comedian, has been driving with a voter's card for a year. That's what Fabfam is being accused of here by the Namibia Medicines Regulatory Council is the equivalent of the authorities finding out that you have been driving with your health passport this whole time. Turns out homeboy doesn't even have a voter's card. But driving with your health passport is savage. You're stopped by the police and like, can we see some license, please? Then you pull out your health passport. Officer will be like, license, officer, health passport, nurse, license, officer, road, health passport, nurse, doctor, clinic, hospital. There's a difference. See, this is actually why I can't be a police officer, because, you know, some of you guys will just punch me in the face because of the way that I will explain some of these things. Now, in a statement issued on Wednesday, the Namibia Medicine Regulatory Council, NMRC, registrar, Kingereza, registrar of medicine, Francina Nambahu, dropped the bombshell in which she simultaneously stopped Fabifam's production. But look, producing medicine without a license, yeah, on a small scale, like making yourself a concoction is, that's on you. I mean, because you are the only one that's going to be impacted. If that concoction causes diarrhea, it's just you that will finish your newspaper. Toilet paper. Or newspaper, depending on how broke you are. Or like what time of the month. Not talking from experience before you all start making fun of me. Now. Right, so. You can make medicine without a license. Actually, no, that's article shows that you cannot. Actually, you can until the police, until the regulatory authority finds out. My entrepreneur teacher liked to tell us that, well, copying is allowed. Every time we were writing a test, he would be like, copying is allowed. You're allowed to copy. Just go ahead and copy. There's only one catch. If I catch you, I'm going to kick you out of the exam room, or I'm going to tear your papers and then throw them in the dustbin. Just copy. As long as I don't catch you, you can copy. Makes sense now. Oh, dear Lord. There's one story about comedy, but now I'll be marketing, and then at the end of this story, I will have to send these guys an invoice, or marketing will send me an invoice on their behalf, and I don't have the money. Why import clothes with so many tailors around? Namibian entrepreneurs should adopt a culture of resilience and self-reliance. These are the sentiments of Martin Nankela, 30, a chief executive and founder of Cross Branding Investment. Okay, you know what? Another marketing. Sorry. I don't have money for an invoice. Bridging the gap through skills. Not gonna cut it. The relationship between China and Namibia has, of course. The relationship between China and Namibia has long been described as friendly, reliable, and rooted in strong bilateral cooperations, particularly in education and skills training. Over the years, hundreds of Namibians have benefited from Chinese scholarships, military training, and vacation programs. Really? How do I get the vacation programs? Because there are a lot. There are a lot of places in China I want to visit. Not in the city, by the way. You know, as much as I want to visit the cities, No. There's this place that has, you know, towering, you know, what, like a, you know, cliff type of, you know, rock deposits. I don't know what to call that. It looks like it's coming out of the Pandora, the movie. Now that place I want to visit. And they say, the gate to heaven? That place is also fantastic. And then swing by Mongolia, you know, do some horse riding and, you know, literally eat some of them, try horse milk, you know, just living a good time. Eesh. Okay.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that...
Welcome back. Just to wrap it up, let's just wrap it up with where I started. That is, rich people, congratulations. You have fooled, a lot of poor people into living and dying in poverty because of the whole idea of romantic love. Well, to be fair, a lot of them don't read. And because a lot of them are allergic to reading. And because of that, well, a lot of them don't even know where the word romantic relationship, or aka romantic love, comes from. The point I'm making here is there are two types of people on this planet. Rich people that marry mostly for money, power, and influence. And then poor people that marry for love. But then there's something Abraham Lincoln said about, common people like you and I, that common people are the best in the world, which is why God made a lot of them. And also, I think I don't want to be, I don't think I can face the responsibility of being a billionaire. I mean, losing a smartphone is one thing, but losing a yacht, hey! You, are you that heart attack? I mean, I lost a phone, I almost got a heart attack. Now, imagine losing an aeroplane, hey! That's not a heart attack, that's a whole body attack. Actually, well, that's a whole... Man, I don't think there's an attack that will be able to describe that. Or unless you can just go with a, well, fine, I'll just buy another one. Ish. When you're trying to sleep, and, when you're trying to sleep, and now you're having, you know, well, you wake up with a notification that the stock of your company is plummeting because of some crazy video, tarnishing the reputation of your company that of your company that some idiot made and put on TikTok, that's very depressing. That actually explains why it is That explains why it is a well known fact that poor people are better in bed than rich people. Because rich people are always worried about the income of their company, and then now the problem is that's also impacting their torsos, and then they are just going 1-2, and then they are going to sleep. Now, if you want a guy who's good in bed, find one who is broke and they have accepted that they are poor.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye.
A lot of us don't understand just how important the reputation is for a lot of companies. When was that? In 2023, North Face, the company, flew by helicopter a waterproof jacket in one of the most mountainous areas in New Zealand. In a storm. It was raining like crazy and they delivered a waterproof jacket. Now, what happened was, one lady was on a mountain trail. She was just hiking, just a usual white people thing. And this lady was wearing a jacket that she bought from North Face, and according to her, it was marketed as waterproof. But as soon as it started raining, she realized that, well, it was like not very waterproof. So she decided to, make a video and put it on TikTok. And we have, thank heavens, we have waterproof smartphones now. So she was making a video saying that, you know what, North Face has some explaining to do, because according to their marketing, they said this jacket is waterproof, but here I am soaking wet. North Face saw that and they knew if they don't act pronto, oh, they are cooked. Reputation wise, they are cooked. So they decided to turn what could have been a marketing disaster. They decided to capitalize on it even more. Believe me, whoever is in charge of North Face is a marketing genius. So they decided, before that video goes any more viral, put a waterproof jacket on a helicopter now and find that lady, give her the jacket, make a video out of it, put it on TikTok. And they did exactly that. What should have been a bad reputation for them became a good reputation via marketing because of the way that they responded to it. I have to say, well, North Face, that was genius. That was genius. Unlike the marketing, genius behind, Bud Light, Mulvaney guy, and the Jaguar. Those ones that were just, North Face marketing, or more like a marketing move. Actually, at this point, we can call it a marketing move. That was them responding to a customer in grief. Which is why it's going to go down in history as one of the most genius marketing strategy. Accidentally, though it may have been, but they really reacted like in a very genius way to it. And then you have Bud Light, and then you have Jaguar. Ah, my God, boy, those guys screwed up really bad. Because they were not reacting to a customer's distress. They were just trying to sound politically correct. There is nothing wrong with politically correct, but everything has its own place. Don't try to shove it in everything. Anheuser-Busch, who is like a parent company of Bud Light, lost millions, if not billions, in a week after they uploaded their politically correct marketing ad. Yeah, know your customer. Turns out, North Face knows that. Bud Light, not much. Jaguar, also not much. And they're all American companies. Well, not surprising. 5 minutes past the hour of 11, and as yours truly here, it's time for moi to pack my bags and say a goodbye. But before that, Commercial break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device.
6 minutes past the hour of 11. 6 minutes past the hour of Sizuma Salicho. Hey, wifey.
Hi, how are you? Is this my
Let's try another one.
Yeah, that's better. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All good.
Yeah.
So, did you marry me for love or for my money?
Money brings love.
Huh.
Without money, there's no love. So it can't be any one of them. It gotta be both. I married you both for love and money.
Thanks, wifey. You see, now you're thinking like rich people. Something I discovered, just yesterday. I've never really thought of it, that rich people have almost always married either to cement power relationships or business relationships.
Yes.
And they're always rich.
Yes.
And then there are those of us that are marrying for love.
For love.
Oh, yeah, we're always broke. Oh, yeah, this system is someone have some explaining to do here.
No, honestly speaking, and this is why I don't like men who paint women who love money or who choose men with money as gold diggers. Like, I don't like that statement at all.
That's basically every rich person.
Because it's my choice. I don't want you as a broke man.
Hey, I'm broke. Okay.
What are you going to do with me as broke as you are? You understand? This is why broke men should even stay away from women. Because as a broke man, what are you going to do with a woman?
We got we are known. We broke men are known for one thing: in bed. Hiya.
That's the only good thing you are good at. But.
Well, we have to give it our all because it's the only thing we can offer. We don't have money, remember?
But you must know that there's gonna be your counterpart that has money and probably not good in bed.
It must be really confusing for you guys.
Yeah. So. If you are gonna go for the other one, and this is why it's so difficult nowadays to like have
monogamous.
Monogamous.
Yeah.
It's very difficult because it's like one man does not come with the whole package. Money does not come with performance and size and all that and the length. Nah. Money just comes.
Wait, there's a whole list?
Yeah. I mean, and then the other one comes with the other things, but no money. So,
well, usually if he has money, chances are very high he's too stressed about even making more money. It's impacting his torso.
Yes, so now, he won't even, like, he will have erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, in the middle of a foreplay, he'll be like, what? The stock prices are plummeting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have someone who is broke and they have accepted their fate that
they have broke. And those all they focus on is just, that. So the package never comes.
Yeah, life no balance. All right, this is Masalicho time. Make I leave. Y'all have a good one. For me, until Monday. But of course, we're going to meet again in the afternoon with Homran.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye